ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 18th। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड डीटी अदिति वाउज टू किल किंग इंद्र। टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। शरद शरद पद्मोत्सवम वक्त्रम वचश्च श्रवणामृतम हृदयं शूरधाराभम स्त्रीनां को वेद चेष्टितम्। शरद पद्मोत्सवम वक्त्रम वचश्च श्रवणामृतम् हृदयं शूरधाराभम् स्त्रीनां को वेद चेष्टितम्। शरत्पद्मोत्सवं वक्त्रम् वचश्च श्रवणामृतम् हृदयं शूरधाराभम् स्त्रीनां को वेद चेष्टितम्। Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Her words are very sweet and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp, like the blade of a razor. In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman? Purport. Woman is now depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. Women are generally known as the fair sex, and especially in youth, at the age of 16 or 17, women are very attracted to men. Therefore, a woman's face is compared to a blooming lotus flower in autumn. Just as a lotus is extremely beautiful in autumn, a woman at the threshold of youthful beauty is extremely attractive. In Sanskrit, a woman's voice is called Nari Swara, because women generally sing and their singing is very attractive. At the present moment, cinema artists, especially female singers, are especially welcome. Some of them earn fabulous amounts of money simply by singing. Therefore, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a woman singing is dangerous because it can make a sannyasi fall a victim to the woman. Sannyas means giving up the company of woman. But if a sannyasi hears the voice of a woman and sees her beautiful face, he certainly becomes attracted and is sure to fall down. There have been many examples. Even the great sage Vishwamitra fell a victim to Menaka. Therefore, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must be especially careful not to see a woman's face or hear a woman's voice. To see a woman's face and appreciate its beauty, or to hear a woman's voice and appreciate her singing as very nice, is a subtle fall down for a brahmachari or a sannyasi. Thus, the description of a woman's feature by Kashyap Muni is very instructive. When a woman's bodily features are attractive, when her face is beautiful, and when her voice is sweet, she is naturally a trap for a man. The Shastras advise that when such a woman comes to serve a man, she should be considered to be like a dark well covered by grass. In the fields, there are many such wells, and a man who does not know about them drops through the grass and falls down. Thus, there are many such instructions. Since the attraction of the material world is based on attraction for a woman, Kashyap Muni thought, under the circumstances, who can understand the heart of a woman? Chanakya Pandit has also advised, Vishwasu naiva kartavya streshu raja kuleshu cha. There are two persons one should not trust a politician and a woman. This, of course, are authoritative Shastric injunction, and we should therefore be very careful in our dealings with women. Sometimes our Krishna consciousness movement is criticized for mingling men and women, but Krishna consciousness is meant for anyone. Whether one is a man or woman does not matter. Lord Krishna personally says, Triyo Vaishyas Tatha Shudras Te Piyanti Param Gatim. Whether one is a woman, Shudra or Vaishya, not to speak of being a Brahmana or Kshatriya, everyone is fit to return home back to Godhead if he strictly follows the instruction of the spiritual master and Shastra. We therefore request all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, both men and women, not to be attracted by the bodily features, but only to be attracted by Krishna. Then everything will be all right. Otherwise, there will be danger. A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Her words are very sweet and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp, like the blade of a razor. In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman? Hare Krishna. One devotee was humorously speaking, and he was saying that if you want to give a new nice Bhagavatam class, then quote a shlok and crack a joke. In such topics, neither it's very difficult to quote a shlok or crack a joke. So, I don't know, I'll try our best and speak something. It's like giving a Brahmachari class to Srimad Bhagavatam class audience. I'd like to narrate some incidents from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life regarding dangers of associating with opposite sex. We see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, how he was very strict in his dealings, especially with the opposite sex. In fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat mentioned that even as a grihastha, when he was married, he was very strict in his dealings with women. It is mentioned that he would never even joke with his own wife. And Pindanadas Thakur mentions that only one time he spoke something which looked like a joke, and that was when Sachi Mata was very much anxiously searching for a thing. There was some food and the food was not there. So she went to Lord Gauranga and said, where is the food? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just told, maybe your sister-in-law, your daughter-in-law has ate the food. That was the only joke he had with his wife. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's strictness. As a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict. In Jagannath Puri, we see so many pastimes. At one point of time, one devotee named Pradyumna Mishra, he came and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requested him to speak something about Lord Krishna's pastime. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you want to hear about Krishna, you should go to Ramananda Rai. He is the best person to speak about Krishna. So Pradyumna Mishra goes to the house of Ramananda Rai and he is waiting in the veranda because he is told that Ramananda Rai is busy. So Pradyumna Mishra is excited to see Ramananda Rai, and quite a lot of time passes. So Pradyumna Mishra peeps from the window to check what Ramananda Rai is doing, and he sees Ramananda Rai is training two young girls to sing glories of Krishna in Jagannath temple, and is dressing them, decorating them and teaching them different arts. So he becomes a little confused, but he knows Ramananda Rai is not an ordinary person. Later when he comes back, he narrates the whole incident to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that how I saw Ramananda Rai, he was decorating young girls, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the glory of Ramananda Rai. He is in the mood of Vishakha Devi, and therefore he is seeing all those girls as gopis who are going to serve Krishna. But as for me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying in humble tone, I can't do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, who is none other than Radha and Krishna together. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that even if I see a wooden form, I get agitated. So therefore I keep away. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's strictness. Therefore, if we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, all the lady disciples, all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would keep away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They would offer respects from very far off distance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even have a single dealings with them. One time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in Jagannath Puri along with his servant Govinda. And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in his external consciousness. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to hear a beautiful song, someone singing. It was some person singing a song from Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's internal consciousness got so much attracted by the song, he ran, he wanted to embrace the person who's singing the song. But Govinda realized that this song was sung by a lady. So Govinda ran fast and caught hold of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is a Mataji singing, should not go there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy and thanked Govinda that today you have saved me. So we find that this is the very essential element in the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, renunciation. And that's what he expects from his devotees also. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Vairagya Pradhan Jaha Dekhi Prita Hoyate Gaur Bhagavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracted by what? The essential quality of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his renunciation, both external and internal. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees the renunciation of his devotees, that attracts him to give his mercy to them. So we find this is the most essential element, renunciation, in the life of devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on one hand was so strict in his dealings, didn't want to hear or talk or see a woman. But on the other hand, what was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes? Which were his favorite topics? It was hearing about the intimate dealings of Lord Krishna with the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eagerly hear these topics. And that was the favorite topic, to hear about gopis' pastime with Krishna. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I mentioned, Ramya Kachita Upasana Vrajvadhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered the worship of gopis as the topmost. And he longed to hear the pastimes of gopis. So we find that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, at one point he is keeping away from women. And on the other hand, apparently externally sees that he is hearing pastimes of women with Krishna. But both of them are of different nature. Actually, Prabhupada says in his Krishna book that externally looks like metal, but gold and iron are different. Similarly, lust and love is different. What is the topmost in the spiritual world? Love for Krishna. And the most topmost in the material world, lust, is considered to be lowest in the spiritual realm. So therefore, both have different qualities and characteristics. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing the most highest, that which purifies the heart and not putrefies the heart. Lust putrefies the heart, but love of Krishna with the gopis purifies the heart. So when this verse came to me, I was thinking about where to start and where to end. I didn't know what to do. But then I thought that yesterday was a very special day, the most auspicious occasion of the appearance of Lalita Devi. So I thought of preparing on Srimati Lalita Devi. But after almost preparing so many things, I realized that speaking on Lalita Devi was much more difficult than speaking on lust, because it is so esoteric. But since something has to be spoken, I'll repeat what I have heard from devotees. Mostly I'll speak something which I have heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj when he gave a class when the installation of Lalita and Vishakha was held in our temple. And the previous day Janani Vaspu also gave a class on Lalita Devi. Also, I will speak something from Vrindavan Yatra 2004, where we all went to Uncha Gao, where Sachinandan Maharaj, Jagtarini Mataji, Dinabandhu Prabhu Dhanudhar Maharaj, and Radhanath Maharaj spoke something. I'll try to complete fast. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this material world, he didn't come alone. He came with all of his associates. The same Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, when he comes, it is mentioned that all the gopis, they also come with Srimati Radharani and Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this one of the most foremost gopis in the Vraj Leela is Srimati Lalita Sakhi. And she comes as Swarup Damodar Goswami in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaur Leela. It is mentioned that in Navadvip, Swarup Damodar Goswami's initial name was Purushottam Acharya. And Purushottam Acharya was very much attached to Lord Gaur Sundar. But when Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga went to Katwa and took sannyas and left Navadvip, Purushottam Acharya became mad, unmadda. Chaitanya Charitamrita says he became unmadda. He didn't know what to do because he was losing the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in madness, he went to Varanasi and he took sannyas. In madness, he took sannyas. Because he thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become sannyasi, what should I do? I'll also become sannyasi. But he was very humble. In his humility, even though he took sannyas, it is mentioned that he did not take the sannyas robes, he did not take the sannyas danda, and did not take the sannyas name. Because he thought, if I take sannyas and all these facilities, a lot of respect will come. And that will disturb my worship to Krishna. And also I want to imitate Lord Chaitanya. So he took sannyas, but he did not take all those things. And therefore, his name continued to be a brahmachari name. Because he took sannyas from the Shankara Sampradaya, his name was Swarup. In fact, his name was Swarup because his Shankara Guru, who gave him sannyas, saw that he was very beautiful. He had a melodious voice and he sang very beautiful. So therefore, he gave him the name Swarup. So it is mentioned that when he came to Jagannath Puri and met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy and pleased to see him. And immediately he became one of the very confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. He became Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistant and secretary. In fact, Swarup Damodar Goswami was so intimate that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Antya Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not meet anyone, it was Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai who were always constantly associating with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pleasing him. So we find that even though such a great soul, but so humble at heart, didn't take the sannyas robe, sannyas danda and sannyas name just because he wanted to keep a back seat. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that whenever there would be distribution of prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would call all the devotees to prasad distribution. One of the regular members in prasad distribution was Swarup Damodar Goswami. As a great soul, the topmost devotee in this whole era, still he would serve devotees. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that Nila Chale Prabhu Sange Yata Bhakta Gana Sabhara Adhyaksha Prabhur Marma Duijana. Marma means the heart and soul of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were two devotees and they were the leaders. Paramananda Puri or Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar Goswami is a leader of all the devotees and yet as a humble devotee he is doing the service of prasad distribution. Swarup Damodar Goswami is also considered to be epitome of service attitude. As a beautiful singer, Swarup Damodar Goswami exactly knew what to sing to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew the mood of Lord Chaitanya and therefore he would sing appropriate songs to help Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relish Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada says in the purport, Prabhupada says that is the reason Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu added the name Damodar to his name. Because Damodar means one who is expert in singing, an expert in music. So that's how he becomes Swarup Damodar. In fact, there are wonderful stories of Swarup Damodar Goswami singing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned that one time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking in Harinam and Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing a beautiful song. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into his external consciousness and danced madly. In his dancing, he ran and jumped into a thorny bush. And all the devotees were feeling very much aggrieved. They all ran to see What happened to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When they went and saw that all the thorny bush, they were converted into a flowery bush. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was nicely lying down in that bush of flowers. This was the power of Sarva Damodar Goswami. When he sang, things changed. One time Sarva Damodar Goswami was singing, and it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went into his internal consciousness, and he ran and he jumped into a well, a dark well which had no water. All the devotees were very much aggrieved again, and they ran to see what happened. They didn't know what to expect now. But when they went to the well, they were surprised. The well was fully covered with butter, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was floating in the butter. That was the power of Sarva Damodar Goswami's singing. In Vrindavan Leela, Lalita Sakhi, she plays a very contrary role in regards to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Lalita Sakhi is eldest among all the gopis, and therefore she is like a, she takes a dominant position, and even sometimes corrects and chastises Krishna and Radharani. It is mentioned that her age is 27 years old, therefore she is elderly, whereas Radharani is 15 years old eternally. So therefore, whenever there is a quarrel between any gopi with Krishna, the leading personality is Srimati Lalita Sakhi in that quarrel. She'll pick up any quarrel just to chastise Krishna. That was the position of Lalita Sakhi. Dinabandhu Prabhu was mentioning this past time in Unchagao that there is a place before reaching Radha Kund. That place is called Malihari Kund. So there a pastime took place where one time Lord Krishna wanted pearl necklaces for his cows. So then he saw that at Malihari Kund, all the gopis were stringing pearls. So he approached all the gopis and told, Radharani also was there, Lalita Sakhi was there, that I want pearls for my cows. Please give me pearl necklaces. So it is mentioned that Lalita Sakhi, she spoke something in the ears of Radharani and told that we should not give anything to this person. So immediately Radharani rejected Krishna's proposal of pearls. Said, you cannot give anything for your cows. Get lost from here. So it is mentioned that Krishna went and he became so angry and he wanted to teach a lesson to all the gopis. So he took the pearls of Mother Yashoda, came to that very place and put all the pearls, planted them in the ground. And in a short span of time, the pearls inside the ground grew into a tree full of many pearls. And happily, Krishna plucked all the pearls, strung them into nice malas and gave it to the cows. There was so much of malas that he also gave it to the monkeys. So now there was a competition. The gopis decided we should also do something similar and show that we are also superior. So the gopis, they also took their pearls and planted in the ground. But nothing happened. So it is mentioned that initially they had some pearls, but now because they planted the pearls in the ground, the pearls also had vanished now. So they had nothing. So now they approached Krishna that you should give pearls to us now. We want pearls. And Krishna rejected, I will never give. So that time, Lalita Devi very cleverly, she wrote a letter on behalf of Radharani, and the letter told Krishna that you should give all of your pearls to Radharani because she is the queen of Vrindavan. So Krishna was not happy hearing that. So Krishna immediately told, who says she is the queen? And that time Lalita Sakhi comes ahead and says that, don't you remember that you were there when she was coronated as a queen? Krishna said, I don't remember. You don't remember that you had come begging for her mercy and you wanted some service in her kingdom? And don't you remember that you were appointed as constable in her kingdom? And don't you remember, as a constable you lost your flute. So then everyone laughed at you that what kind of constable you have. You cannot even protect your own possessions. What to speaking of protecting others. But still, because of Radharani's mercy, you are kept as a constable. So Krishna was dumbstruck. He could not speak anything. So this pastime shows that how Lalita Devi always in the mood of service to make the pastime very much sweeter, took a dominant position and sometimes corrected Krishna. In fact, Lalita Devi, her role is to have a meeting with Pauramasi and all the gopis and arrange for meeting of Radharani and Krishna. We'll go to and fro from Swarup Damodar Goswami and Lalita Sakhi. We'll come back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. There is an incident which is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrit about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansing the Gundicha temple. So it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eagerly cleansing that he was so much absorbed, he did not know what's happening. And because he was so absorbed in cleaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, the heap of dust which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected was incomparable to the dust which all the devotees together collected because of their cleaning. Now what happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning, fully absorbed, one Bengali Vaishnava came and taking the opportunity, he poured water on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and drank the water and distributed the water. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so absorbed, he did not see that. And this Bengali Vaishnava got his special prize. But later, seeing this, another Bengali Vaishnava became very much happy. And he thought, let me also take an opportunity. And this time, when he poured water on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that. And he saw him drinking also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry externally. And that time, he immediately called Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he told Swarup Damodar, see your Bengali Vaishnava. Today he has done a big aparad. By taking, first of all, washing my feet in Lord Jagannath's temple, he has made this place impure. And he has implicated me in offense by drinking my water of my lotus feet. So seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very angry, Swarup Damodar Goswami immediately took the devotee and pushed him out. And later came back and begged forgiveness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on behalf of that devotee, that please forgive him, he is a nice Vaishnava. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that by saying that, see your Bengali Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas that they are all under the supervision of Swarup Damodar Goswami and he is the leader of all the Gaudiya followers. So that is the position of Swarup Damodar Goswami, that he is leading the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya followers. And in fact, if you see the all Acharya list which we have, all the Acharyas who came later, six Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and you find them in Ganodash Deepika, they were all Manjiris and Gopis, and they were all under Lalita Sakhi. So therefore, in that line also we'll see that Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was also the leading associate in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, and he is the one who is leading all the rest of the followers of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Also it is mentioned that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrit that Chaitanya Leela Ratnasar Swarupera Bhandar Teho Tuila Raghunathera Kanthe Taha Kichu Ye Sunilu Taha Iya Vistarilun Bhakta Gane Dilu Ye Bhate. He is saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, it is like Ratnasar, the topmost of all jewels. And it is stored in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarupera Bhandar. And this Swarup Damodar Goswami spoke all those pastimes to Raghunath Das Goswami. And this Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan and narrated this pastime, from which I heard something, I remember, recollect, and from which I am presenting Chaitanya Charitamrit for all the devotees. So we find the connection here that even the very pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangala are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pre-sannyas pastimes. But the later pastimes, the only source of information which we have is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that information is coming from where? From the diary, Karcha of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So in this way, the very information of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory is also coming from Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is none other than Lalita Sakhi. It is mentioned that two prominent devotees, two Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, and they also were under Swarup Damodar Goswami. In fact, there is a pastime that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing in Rath Yatra, a song which no one could understand, only one person could understand, was Swarup Damodar Goswami. That song looked like a mundane song of a girl singing for a boy. But Rupa Goswami noted that song and wrote the meaning of that song and kept that song, the meaning of the song, in his hut. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the hut of Rupa Goswami and then he read the song, the meaning of the song, he was surprised that how could Rupa Goswami understand the meaning of the song. It's like understanding the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he very gently slapped Rupa Goswami and asked him, how did you know? And then he questioned Swarup Damodar, that only you know this meaning. How does he know? And then Swarup Damodar Goswami says, one who has received your mercy can only know the inner meanings and the understanding of your heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, agreed. That when he saw Rupa Goswami for the first time, when he came from Bengal to Prayag, that time he saw him qualified to receive this mercy, and therefore he gave all of his mercy to him. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami, but he requires more. So now you train him more further into further aspects of devotional service. When Raghunath Das Goswami ran from his home and he came to Jagannath Puri and he took shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Swarup Damodar. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime there are many Raghunaths, but Raghunath Das Goswami from that day became Swarupira Raghunath. So Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the epitome of renunciation in our Sampradaya, this verse speaking of renunciation, he was directly under Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is none other than Lalita Sakhi. His Holiness Sachinandar Maharaj was narrating Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he retired from his family life, he came to Radhakund and he wanted to settle down and do his bhajan there. But he didn't kept his bhajan kutir near Radhakund. But he said, if you see his bhajan kutir is more towards Lalita Kunja. That means he took shelter of Lalita Devi, because by Lalita Devi's mercy you can approach Srimati Radharani very easily. Sachinandar Maharaj also was mentioning many things. He was saying that devotees should know that there are two kinds of spirituality. One is active spirituality, another is the passive spirituality. What is active spirituality? Active spirituality means when a devotee thinks that I will do this service, I will do that service, I will engage myself fully and then I will advance in this way. That is called as active spirituality. But passive spirituality is a devotee engages in service but knows my service will not give me advancement. It is by mercy of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani that I can advance. That is called as passive spirituality. So this is the advanced stage called as passive spirituality, where a devotee earns for the mercy, knowing that he is not capable of that. Dinabandhu Prabhu was narrating a very nice story about how a devotee is trying to be active spiritualist. He was mentioning the story of a fisherman. This fisherman, he was very busy catching fish. Whole night he was trying to catch fish. He did not get even one fish to catch. Frustrated, as the morning was rising, the sun was rising, he thought, let me go and enter the tank of king, which was nearby. Maybe some fish is there. You know, he is taking a risk going in the king's tank to catch fish. So he enters and then he catches one fish. And suddenly the greed comes in his heart. So he catches more fish. And the fish keeps doubling, tripling. And he's become so absorbed, he doesn't see that sun is already risen. Any time the king might come with his entourage. And suddenly, to his surprise, he hears a loud sound. The sound of celebration of king coming on his elephant. So now he's very much worried, what to do now? So immediately he digs a hole in the ground, puts all the fish in the hole, then puts his basket on the fish, covers it with a small cloth, and sits on the basket. But then thinking, if I sit on the basket, I will look like a fool. So immediately covers all of his body with ash, with whatever sand is available, trying to look like a sadhu, put his blanket all around, and he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the king is passing, and the king hears this Hare Krishna. And it's in morning time, a nice saintly person is here. So immediately gets down, offers his obeisance to a saintly person, and tells him, thank you very much for your audience in the morning. and he gives him 51 gold coins. Now when all the soldiers and all the entourage of king see that king is paying respects, they all come down and they also pay respects and also give a lot of bakshish. And the king goes ahead. This person removes his blanket and thinks, just by acting like a sadhu, I'm getting so much. What if I actually become a sadhu? What will happen? So Dinabandhuprabhu was mentioning this point that we have acted very nicely as devotees till now and we got so much. What if we actually become a devotees of Krishna? That means we actually pray for the mercy and not depend on our own advancement. That is called passive spiritualist. So this whole week is a week of asking for mercy. We can see that before Radharani's appearance, this is the appearance of Lalita Sakhi. And Rupa Goswami prays in Lalita Ashtakam that you are very dear to Radharani and you can easily take a person to Radharani very fast. So therefore, why should I go to someone else? I'll come to you, I'll approach you, and in this way I'll get a chance to meet Radharani. And then he says in this Lalita Ashtakam that Lalita Devi is always eagerly searching for a devotee who is doing any kind of service. He doesn't see anything what that devotee is or what kind of offenses he has, nothing like that. Just sees a devotee doing nice sincere service, immediately takes the devotee and takes him to Radharani and tells this is the best devotee I have seen. So for Radharani's mercy is very high. Radharani is very merciful. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Gundija Maharajan pastime, I forgot to mention this point, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that this devotee has offended him. But it was Swarup Damodar Goswami who came and begged forgiveness on that devotee's behalf. Similarly, it might be that we on our while serving, we might even offend. Even though Radharani is so merciful, we might offend Radharani also. But there is a chance for us if you approach Lalita Sakhi. And through her, there is a chance that we can get a backdoor entry and get mercy very fast. So this is something which I thought I'll speak on. It was beyond my realizations. And thank you all. Thank all the devotees for hearing. Any questions? Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.